Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. If you are a Dell Expert Network member, you can qualify to get double rewards through July 31st, 2022 on all servers that include a Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ client access licenses if your order includes Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ CALs. You can learn more or join the Dell Expert Network at www.dell.com/DEN contest.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
We've got a great program for you today. We are being joined remotely, of course, by another industry veteran. Been around the block a time or two and is going to be talking to us about remote work. And I know what you're thinking. Well, we've talked about remote work for the last couple of years. We've talked about it in the context of security and all and cyber threats and all that stuff. And that's true. Those are all very important things. But those are not the areas that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about remote work. We're going to be talking about productivity. We're going to be talking about the business side of remote work, remote productivity, both for the MSP and also for the customer of the MSP, which is equally as important, arguably more important. But I am very happy to be joining us remotely from an undisclosed location, Mr. Corey Jones from Newso. Corey, welcome to the program.
Charles, thanks so much for having me on the show today. I'm thrilled to be here. I can't wait to get into some good banter and conversation with you.
Absolutely. And we got a lot of ground to cover. But for the uninitiated, for those who are not familiar with Newso, if you could be so kind, just give us a 30-second, you know, high-level overview of what you guys are doing today.
Sure. So we at Newso consider ourselves to be a full stack service provider. So what does that mean in layman's terms? We occupy two sides of the telecommunications space. So on one side, we are a SIP trunking and hosted voice telecommunications provider. Unlike many of our competitors, we operate multiple platforms. We only sell our services through the channel, so we never sell direct. We work with MSPs, IT companies all over, and everything that we do is built to support them and their needs. On the opposite side of the business, Newso is also a carrier. So if you think about it from the standpoint that we actually own and operate one of the highways that traverses business phone calls, SMS, text messaging, things of that nature. So it's great for us because not only can we provide the telecommunication services, but we can also traffic all of those calls, business class text messaging, SMS, MMS as well. So that's kind of us at a 30,000 foot view, Charles. Was that helpful?
Very helpful. And I would imagine for the last 2.5 years, you guys have been probably pretty busy.
That is absolutely correct. We have been speaking to many of our partners about the value that our products and services can offer them in what, you know, would have been considered a remote environment before we hit the pandemic that drove us all into a remote working environment. But you're right. The past 2.5 years since we've all been inside of the COVID era, I think a lot of our partners have now understood much better and at a deeper level that, wow, the products and services that Newso offers really makes it easy for me as an MSP to work, but it also makes it much better for me and my end user customers because now I can articulate the benefits of the products and services that we at Newso offer.
Yeah. So I this is one of the rare times when our discussion actually could equally apply to the MSP and to the customer of the MSP. And so I want to start first with, as I mentioned in the intro, the predominant discussion or topic for the last several years has been remote work, but remote work from a security standpoint. And I'm not diminishing that, but that's not really the topic of today's conversation. I'm particularly curious about your knowledge and views on, let's start with expansion of the workforce and the fact that you have not only customers, but MSPs alike who are hiring a lot more outside of their pre-pandemic, shall we say, you know, geographic boundaries. First of all, are you seeing that? And that obviously has to bring up a business challenge.
The answer to that question is yes and yes. We are absolutely seeing it, and it does create a business challenge. Now, let's go back. Pre 2.5 years, Charles, I think many of us had our minds wrapped around, as business owners, whether it be on the MSP side or on the end user customer side, many of us wanted our employees and our humans to be inside of the office. We thought that that was the best place for them to be. We could keep tabs on them, make certain that they were being productive, and things of that nature. Well, the pandemic completely upset that apple cart. And now we are all forced to work from remote environments. The interesting thing is that while many people presumed that if their people weren't in the office, their productivity would go down, what they saw in a remote work environment was that in many cases, productivity went up. Now, let's ask ourselves why that happens. Well, you've eliminated the morning and evening commute to and from work. So now the employees can, frankly, roll out of bed and get started working. And many of the statistics from the surveys that we've looked at show that most businesses were getting somewhere between 2 to 2.5 extra hours worth of work because their people were working from a remote standpoint. You think about the elimination of desk-to-desk conversation and water cooler talk. While that's really important, those were eliminated. So our people, again, they put their heads down and they focused on carrying on the mission of whatever the business was and whatever tactics that the business was trying to achieve. So that's been also very, very beneficial. And I think we've had a much different viewpoint of what remote work looks like. And I think it certainly has changed the mindset of those of us. I'll put myself in that category too. I liked having my people in the office because I could be there as a form of support. But when we pushed them out to work from afar, many of them became even more productive. So that was very nice.
A follow-up question. In your opinion, did it change the function of the phone, the business phone? What I mean by that is I sense pre-pandemic, we had a little bit, you know, the business phone was changing already, I would say. And I would say almost it had a whipsaw back, you know, to the phone became really important, right? Because you could rely on chat, you could rely on messaging platforms, but there was still no substitute for picking up the phone when everyone's remote. Did you see that, and did your partner base see that kind of return to a dominance of the phone? I don't know if that makes sense.
Sure. No, it does. That makes absolute sense. Yes, we absolutely did see that. So, in that work from home and remote work environment, the value of the physical phone, whether it be a physical phone or a web phone on a laptop or tablet or soft phone on a cell phone, all of which we provide, it was immensely important for people to talk directly with other humans, whether it be inside of their organization or to their end user customers or partners. So we've certainly seen that. But yes, the phone became more valuable. Now, since many of us had been used to using chat and email, we also had an opportunity to work on our communication skills live and in person when you're talking to someone. There's no substitute for being on the phone with someone, asking them questions and fully garnering their perspective. While chat and text and email worked great sometimes we lose the reality of what the other party is saying. So by being on the phone, you don't have those types of problems, and you can immediately understand what is necessary for your partner, your customer, their end customer, and what their goals are and what they're trying to achieve. So the value of the physical phone became much more important in a remote work environment.
Did you see physical phones going to the remote worker, you know, locations, homes, apartments, was any trends that you can share with us in terms of physical versus soft phone usage?
There were two options because of the way that we deliver our service. For those companies that had physical phones, their employees could literally unplug the phone at their desk, take it home, and plug it into their home systems, and they would be functioning just as if they were at work. We absolutely did see a higher uptake in the use of web phones and soft phones, right? And headsets. Right. To coordinate with those, Charles. So, it was all about doing the things that would make the employee feel comfortable. I would say, based on some of the surveys, 35% to 40% of the physical of the employees felt very comfortable with their physical desk phone. So those folks took them home, right, and plugged them in. I would say that we saw a much larger uptake and a gravitation from the physical phone. Even that employee that took the physical phone home, they wound up migrating more towards web phones, soft phones with headsets, just because it made life easier for them. And it's, you know, one less piece of equipment that they have to have on their home networks.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I noticed that too. I guess the more of a supply chain, maybe not a supply chain, but early on in the pandemic, I know that there were so many just laptop availability, right, for organizations that never had to have laptops for people, right? It was always a desktop tower or something for them at the office. Suddenly everyone is working from home, and you guys probably would have been one of the canaries in the coal mine, if you will, of seeing exactly how that type of, you know, usage or adoption of a voice technology was playing out. So it's really interesting.
Sure. And we actually heard it directly from many of our MSP and IT partners who resisted some of the features and products and services that we've offered for many years here.
When you say resist, what do you mean by that? I mean, I'm curious, what resistance would they have given you guys?
So the resistance was, well, nobody really wants to take a phone call on their computer, right? Oh, everyone's okay. very to using the physical phone device that they have at their desk. And then the other form of resistance is, well, I don't really want my people to be at home. I want them in the office so that I can make sure that they're getting the work done that's necessary to drive our business forward. Well, when the pandemic hit, we couldn't do that. So now what you wound up having is pushing everyone to a work from home environment, leveraging the tools that we had been preaching to them about for years, and now they can see them in application. And that gets back to one of my first comments about the level of efficiency and productivity went up through the utility of the tools that we were making available to them. Yeah, now, yes, by not being in the office, you kind of lose the ability to walk desk to desk or office to office to ask someone a question. But in a remote working environment, many of the smart companies started to do daily status calls to make sure their people understood what the mission was for the day, the next couple of days, or that week. They became much more efficient because the level of distraction was lower in a remote work environment. What many of our partners saw was more work getting done faster, allowing them to cater to their end user customers in a quicker quicker fashion too. I apologize for stumbling, but it was a nice benefit and win for all parties.
No doubt. And so we find ourselves mid-year through 2022, and most of the world seems to be, you know, have relaxed, you know, rules. And so there are companies going back into the office. There are, I know MSPs who are going back to the office, have gone back. I know MSPs who are never going back to the office. What does that forecast for you guys at NuSo as you are developing your technology and your infrastructure for what I'm assuming is just a, I don't know, maybe an equal mix of you know, usage of users all over the map, right? There, no one's in any one particular place anymore.
I think you're absolutely right about that. The hybrid work environment of being both in office and remote is here to stay. And we continue to improve and evolve our tools to meet that market demand. Look, it's great that companies can now offer this hybrid and flexible work in environment. I'll give you an interesting statistics as we continue to expand our company and grow. 72% of the people that have interviewed with us are requesting a hybrid work environment, right? They want to be in the office and they also want to have the flexibility of working from home. Mm-hmm. That's very, very valuable and important. So we are evolving our tools and services to accommodate not only our employees, but our MSP and our IT company partners and their end user customers. Let me build up on that. Because the hybrid and work and remote work and environment is here to stay, it also allows us to source talent that's outside of the backyards of where we have offices, right? So I'll give you a good example. We have an MSP partner who is in the state of Virginia, and they wanted to extend their hours of operations. So they hired two people, one person in Denver and one person in Sacramento. So now they're capable of leveraging every single time zone to add another 3 to 5 hours to their workday, which allows them to drive incremental revenue, which allows them to serve their customers at a broader operating schedule than they could if they were just operating out of the state of Virginia.
So that's really interesting. So it almost forces MSPs and by extension their customers who want to do that hybrid approach to have. I mean, no one's going to take their physical office phone with them, you know, in the car, like, you know, in a briefcase. But it's really going to force them to have more of a digital soft phone work style, and to I mean, not only to have it available, but to be able to use it and to use it regularly so that you can still be accessible by your team.
That's exactly right. So the ability to use, web phones, soft phones, even, a tool like our Simply Connect, which is a business class SMS, MMS text messaging platform that allows our partners and users to communicate with their customers, right? Because 92% of end users wants to communicate with the businesses that they work with via text and SMS. Well, our Simply Connect product allows that to happen using the business's main phone number and the phone number that they're most recognized by in their marketplace. Look, there are lots of text messaging platforms and tools out there, Charles. Many of them operate using a separate phone number that is disconnected from the business. Well, that's not necessarily good for that end user business to try to get their customer base to recognize not only their main phone number, but an alternate phone number that can just be used for texting. Here at NuSo with our Simply Connect product, we can use the main business phone number for both voice and SMS, MMS text messaging. It allows our partners and their customers the ability to send message blasts to their end users to keep them apprised of what may be going on at the business. It allows our partners' end users to deepen their roots with their customers by sending special deals to them, to make them feel special. I mean, it's almost, a scenario where they can use this tool to pull their customers behind the velvet rope and treat them in a more special fashion.
Yeah, no, that's, I want to get back to that SMS topic in a moment, but going back to a little bit to what you said, one of the things that we focus on heavily as a MSP best practice is business and operational continuity. The ability for the MSP to maintain operational status, if let's say they have a power outage or pandemic or something that would be a business disruptor event for any other organization, the MSP can't really afford to have that outage. Do you sense from the MSPs that you're talking to, are they still on the old traditional phone system, or where are they in that migration to a more of a, like what you and I are talking about, a more hybrid approach with a soft phone capable system?
Sure. I would say that the better MSPs are migrating more towards being flexible without the physical, old PBXs that are hanging on walls, or just a migration to taking every phone call from a laptop, mobile phone or tablet. Because what that does is that protects them from the unexpected, right? If there is a power outage in a particular area, calls can automatically be rerouted. We have the ability to set up call pathing and through our infrastructure to look, if an MSP operates out of New Orleans and Baton Rouge and there's a big storm in New Orleans, we can automatically reroute the calls to Baton Rouge and none are the wiser. But what it does is it keeps that MSP functional and operational. They may not be capable of getting into their physical building if they still have one, but to the outside world, they're still functional and operational, and they can do everything that they can or that they need to from a laptop, soft phone, or mobile application.
Yeah, I think that's the real, from our standpoint, from an industry standpoint, that's what we really hone in on is, fine. If you want to be working hybrid, that's fine. But you really need to be operational no matter what, no matter where you are. Even if everyone's in the office, you need a phone system to maintain inter-office communication, but you also need to be accessible, especially during that, a disaster, like a storm, a power outage, what have you. Your customers need to reach you. And those are the things that I think every MSP, it ought to be table stakes for them to have this type of highly available, voice system at the ready.
I agree with you. You're right. It should be table stakes, and there's still opportunity for people to make it table stakes. But the other piece too is, you also have to be accessible through the medium that your customer wants to communicate. So if it's voice, you need to be accessible. If it's chat, you need to be accessible through that medium. If it's text messaging, you need to make sure that you're available there also.
Yeah. Well, that brings us back to text. So a lot of people know the younger generations, right? They don't like to talk on the phone, and they text, they message each other. And assuming that's never going to go away, I'm curious about your mentioning of the text feature. Is that very common? I do know that it gets used a lot in sales and marketing. What's the application that you're seeing, amongst the MSPs you work with of text specifically?
Yeah. So we actually see it in two ways. First, by making it available to the MSPs, allowing them to leverage SMS and MMS texting to their clients, actually created a desire for their clients to use it with their end users. So again, this is just another important piece to what good MSPs are doing in the marketplace. So yeah, it, we we certainly do see that, Charles.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where the MSP has to maintain as many reasonable tools as they can. I'm unaware of very many MSPs that, you know, like the old PBX days, you know, where they actually resell the hardware. It just doesn't seem like that's a very common system anymore. I'm sure there's probably use cases for it somewhere out there, but not probably for the average MSP. Are you having conversations with MSPs who are upgrading their own systems, or are they mostly calling or working with Nuso on retrofitting, let's say, customers of theirs, or is it a mixture of both?
It is. It's both. I think I can certainly speak from a point of fact that the lion's share of our partners operate on one of the telecommunications platforms that we offer here at Nuso, which also makes them experts in that platform. So when they're going out to their customers, they can now speak about it from the standpoint of how it's helped them improve their business and their working relationship. It also allows them to be cagey and crafty from providing specific types of customizable solutions that their end users might need. We've got a lot of different types of MSPs and IT companies that we partner with, and they most of them want to operate in a manner that they devise on their own. So our systems have to be flexible and customizable to allow them to have some success. But yes, we see it both ways, where our partners are retrofitting their own systems to more modernize, to make sure that they're available and protected in the form of any sort of disaster that might come down the pike. And they're leveraging that with their end users to make sure that their end users have the best technology available. Look, if you are a law firm, you're an expert in the world of legalities, right? You're not an expert in telecommunications, just like many of the folks that listen to your shows and podcasts. They're expert MSPs that are already thinking about how they can protect their end user customer, right? From ransomware attacks, the benefits of VPNs from station to station. The good MSPs that we work with are including telecommunications and communications of all sorts as a way to protect their businesses, and protect their end user customers from the things that they don't think about on a regular basis.
Sure. Yeah, no, it makes sense. And you're right. I know a lot of MSPs who aren't voice experts, but it's like one of those things. You've got to have it. Every business has got to have it. And you have to have the cutting edge in order to be highly available, mobile, and agile. I mean, that's the demand of every MSP out there throughout the world. Yeah, so it's got to be good for you guys, because you're going to always be in business, because you can't do without a phone, right? Dial tone is still a business necessity, like oxygen.
No, it absolutely is. I mean, the one thing every business in the universe has is a phone. They have to have some form of being contacted. And that's a phone, whether it's a physical phone, whether it's a soft phone, or whether they're picking it up through a mobile application. The best ability is availability, right? So let's make sure that we provide not only our partners, but their customers with all of the tools to make sure that there's a high level of availability when necessary by their end user customers.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you have a really good active partner base, but I'm sure there's many MSPs who haven't worked with you guys, maybe would be interested in working with Nuso. What's the best way for them to reach out and begin that dialogue?
Sure. We would love to partner with additional MSPs. We've got plenty of room in our boat for the products and services that we offer. I'll give you a couple of ways, Charles. The first is our website at www.nuso.cloud, C-L-O-U-D. So that's www.nuso.cloud. My email address is Corey, C-O-R-E-Y dot Jones at nuso.cloud. And happy to field any questions and offer any assistance that anyone might have, whether it's related to our products and services or industry knowledge, whatever they might need. Happy to be a resource.
Well, Corey, it was good catching up with you, and I wish you guys at NUSO continued success. You're doing great work. It's necessary work, as is the work that your MSPs who are partnered with you are doing for their customers. And yeah, this is just really it's just an essential thing that we might overlook, but it's like breathing. You got to do it, and every MSP needs to be agile and available, as you said. So keep up the good work, and hope to have you on in the future if you want.
Absolutely, Charles. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your community, and happy to help in any way, and I look forward to the next time.
Sounds good. Corey Jones from NUSO. Go give them a look on the web. Check out their technology if you're looking for it for your own MSP practice. If you're looking for your customers, I'm sure Corey and the team over there would be happy to help you out and have a discussion with you. Until next time, that's all.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.